The Doors, Light My Fire.
And that, by the way, JD, that was an excellent Air Hammond you were doing there. It really was. You were doing just, he was just getting down on that imaginary Hammond over there.
I burned that album up back in the day.
And it's still one of great rock song.
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
is.
The whole album I just listened to a lot. So
run us through.
Yes.
The what's going on this weekend?
Oh.
That's why you're here. I keep having to remind you.
Yes.
We're coaching him off air, but he falls asleep as soon as we stop talking to him.
Kind of like the Dormouse.
Yeah, Public Eyesore, a projection art festival with lots and lots and lots of local artists and some international art.
Interactive art.
Locally produced and made movies, art from all over the world.
On November 8th and 9th.
8th and 9th, this Friday and Saturday.
And it's 6 to 9.
6 to 10.
6 to 10. Sorry,
yes.
Not 10.
And hopefully we're only going to get little showers on Friday morning and no rain is the dream.
And how much does that cost Joe Q Public?
Nothing. Nothing. It never has. And if
we have anything to say about it, never will.
Yeah, that's the idea. It's our gift to the arts community. And
to our whole community, actually. I mean, this is, so be aware, this is not like an art gallery, okay? This is an interactive experience. This is an opportunity to see tons of art. And everybody is welcome.
Yep.
Children, adults, older adults. It's handicapped accessible. Bring your dog as long as they're on a leash. You might want to bring a flashlight. If you can't stand a lot, you might want to bring a lawn chair with you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's absolutely amazing what downtown looks like when it's lit up with art. It really is. It's something everybody should go see once in a while because it's... it just completely changes what downtown looks like.
That's kind of why we did it and saw the value and how cool and how wonderful and how it shows off really neat stuff. And our favorite thing is we hear an artist go, I'm inspired. I want to go home and paint. And we go, score. That's why we do it right there.
Yep.
Well, JD, Margaret, thank you for coming on.
Thanks
Caleb.
Talking to us about this. We got to get the vitamin B, but first we got to tell the people about what's coming up. But 10
and let's make sure everybody knows from 1 to 5 today we're going to be off air. No, we're not going to be gone. We'll still be on the internet, but we're going to be off air for routine maintenance and a little hurricane maintenance, actually, truth be told, on our tower. It has to be done during the day. Apologize for this, but in order to make ourselves sturdy enough to last through the next hurricane, we have to do this maintenance.
Yes.
It's not a nighttime job to climb that tower.
No. You've been up towers before, haven't you, JD? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
just enough to know. No.
No. And coming up next, we have Boomer Bill.
With the Rock and Roll Radio Hour at 10 to 11.
And then after that, we have Wayne Gentry.
With Rewind from 11 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
All here on WKGC.
And then after that, we'll be a little short on our normal afternoon NPR show because unless you want to listen online, we're not going to be around.
Yes, but right now we got to get to our vitamin B.
We do. We're running out of town. I'm talking too much.
Beatles.
Exactly. Anyway, this song was written by Paul McCartney, and it was worked on this day in studio number 2 at EMI London, which later became Abbey Road.
Cool.
And Paul wrote this, Sir Paul, I guess I should call him now. Sir Paul wrote this about his English actress girlfriend, Jane Asher. And she apparently, he wanted her just to give up her stage career and, you know, be Paul McCartney's girlfriend, and she didn't comply with that. So anyway, he was a little peeved, so he wrote a song called I'm Looking Through You, and this is your daily dose of vitamin B here on WKGC FM 90.7.